Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening, Richard.
And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, Brother Ralph. Blessings again from Oklahoma City.
And I wanted to ask you, because I didn't want to botch it, the second caller, how do you pronounce her name?
It's Quantavio. Quantavio.
Quantavio. Just like it's spelled. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Didn't want to mess that up. Well, I'll, when your callers call in, as always, I'll let you know, and looking forward to a good program.
All right, sir. Thank you. And we do welcome everybody to this evening to Hope is Alive. Hope is Alive, the show about hope, the show about testimony, the show about the captives being set free. To show about the process of deliverance and what it's done for people that have had evil spirits cast out of them, sicknesses removed, all kinds of things all done to them that was oppressing them, keeping them down, but they went through the process of deliverance and now they have a changed life. If you have any questions regarding deliverance, there's the website deliveranceusa.com. It is an excellent, excellent website there. Free of charge, just go to it. Everything that you need to know about deliverance, training, the prayers, the process, it's all there. Or if you prefer the book written by, you get the book written by Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. You can obtain that by calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582 and let him know you need to have that book. And what is that book? That's a manual for casting out evil spirits, casting out demons, and setting captives free. Written by Pastor Cox with nearly 40 years of experience laid out in it. Step-by-step process. Very easy read, easy to understand, and it's an excellent book to have in your library, to have in your arsenal to help you out if you want to perform deliverances on yourself and others, or just to better equip yourself as a Christian soldier. Well, Pastor, here we are, another Wednesday. I'll tell you, sometimes they just seem to sneak right up on us.
It seems like it was yesterday. Go so fast.
It does sometimes. It really does. And then I think about what day it is, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's Wednesday, and then I'll think, well, it seemed like that was there quick, and sometimes like, wow, well, that seemed like a long time ago. But you know, it's a pleasure to come on here. The testimonies are so uplifting, and we come on here because they are uplifting. It's just it's so simple. The testimonies, the process, it's so simple. People come in and say, hey, I had this problem. I had this problem. I've been walking in the Lord, struggling with this for years. Never could seem to overcome it. Somehow, some way, they found out about deliverance. They found out about Oklahoma City. They go there. They go there on Monday night. They go through the process of casting out evil spirits. And then they're all better. They don't have those problems anymore. And it's just really, really hard to argue with that kind of testimony. Had this problem? Now I don't have this problem. And here's why. Because of this process done by Christians.
Yeah, so true. I never get tired of hearing it. It's, of course, what drives us on. If we heard it never worked, we would have quit. But these testimonies are overwhelming of the success. And the people's lives, how they've changed. I mean, all you have to do is listen to these each week, and you hear it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. And if it didn't work, you would be just a glutton for punishment over the last 40 years.
That's so true. That's so true. I'd be doing more fishing or something.
Something. Well, you're doing the work of the kingdom, and that is more gratifying than fishing, and fishing is pretty gratifying, but doing the work of the Lord is just a wonderful thing to help out other people. As it says at the beginning of the show and the intro, it says, as freely receive, freely give. And that's what it boils down to. Someone freely told me about it, Pastor Cox and many of his ministers there freely took me through it, and because they had done that for me, I've tried to help others. I've tried to witness, and here we are this Wednesday night, as we do every Wednesday night for the last, looks like we're coming up on 6 years, but a little over five, and are moving towards 6 years of doing these testimonies and listening to it. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful pleasure to do it, and just praise the Lord. Well, now we've talked about all that, Pastor. I'm sorry. Do what?
Oh, I was just going to say, just think we've had over 500 testimonies on the show now since we've been doing it. And, again, it's most exciting to hear them. Well, we had 17 cases this last Monday, Ralph. It was absolutely a wonderful evening. We had about a good 25 in the training room up there.
Excellent.
Of course, some of them were already teens, but there were a number of people, a number of young people going through the training these days, and it was just awesome. I had praise and worship, and as I came up there from the people below that had come for ministry, I got to participate a little bit in the praise and worship, and then, of course, took them through communion, and then also we sounded the shofar off to commence spiritual warfare. And, it was just a great evening. I had an interesting case. It was her second time to come. The first time I talked to the minister that worked with her, there were heavy manifestations, a lot of outcries. And so I was kind of expecting that. And sure enough, I got the head demon up finally. It was very belligerent. It was a Leviathan. It had just eight demons under it, but the main her problem with these spirits was incubus. Now that's a spirit that's so common it's in Webster's dictionary. There's also a succubus spirit that tends to sexually abuse a male mostly, but then she was being bothered by this incubus spirit sexually. And we hear this amazingly often. You know, people that are having it, they wouldn't tell anyone. They'd think they're crazy. But they speak freely at Deliverance Ministries. Of course, it's on our problem list even. And that was her main thing. She was constantly being tormented by that at night and all. Well, praise God, when I finally got Leviathan out and the demons below it, which Incubus was in there, it admitted, and I made sure there were any remaining legal rights, I cast them out to the feet of Jesus for Jesus to do what he wishes with them. And she's told me, she says, I know I'm delivered. So I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but as I often say, Ralph, there's no way she wouldn't be better.
You know? Yeah, especially if it's the second time going through. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. So it was most exciting.
Praise the Lord.
Well, about the
and
leg,
you know,
had a short leg. She had a short leg. And it came out. It was pretty close to an inch. Adjusted out. The pain was gone. So it's just routine again.
Oh, that's awesome. And that how people can come there and say that is, if you haven't been through the process, you just know. A lot of times people feel the spirits coming out of them. They might feel it coming out of their head. They might feel it coming out of their fingers. Heard people say it's coming out of their feet. Pastor, they probably exited out of every part of the body nameable.
Yes,
and,
ear.
And
I've
a lot of people
say it came out my ear.
And when they feel these evil spirits to go, a lot of times, and I would say probably 90% of our testimonies is they say they feel lighter. And I believe that's because the yoke of the enemy is so heavy, because Jesus says, take my yoke, for it's, you know, it's easy, it's light, it's easy. But the yoke of the enemy is oppressive, it's heavy, it'll make you feel like you have the weight of the world upon you. And when that weight is lifted off, when it's done supernaturally, a lot of times it might be the weight of bad feelings, the weight of tormented memories. And we, you know, at Deliverance Ministries and through the process, we do take people through the a process of breaking ungodly soul ties, taking those awful feelings and horrible feelings they have and handing them to the Lord, because it says there in 1 Peter 5:7, cast your cares upon him because he cares and he will take them. And sometimes people actually see, some people actually see the hand of Jesus come and take it from them. Some people can feel it when it's gone because they can barely hold their hands up. So it's not like, oh, just going through it and they, you know, they, well, I'll just go through the motions and whatever happens. I mean, people feel it. People see it. And you can see sometimes the transformation as you're taking people through deliverance. You can see them transforming right in front of your eyes.
Oh, yes. I don't know how many people we've seen that where they look younger. Their faces are softer. It's supernatural. What else can you call it? Supernatural.
That's just excellent. Absolutely excellent. And that's why we come on here week in and week out, so we can tell these testimonies. Because we know that through the internet and shortwave, this is getting out to potentially thousands upon thousands of people. We don't know who's hearing this, but we know that the Lord can have someone supernaturally tune in to this broadcast. We've seen it happen where they just said, the Lord just gave me a phone number. I know a brother in Christ that said the Lord told him to buy a shortwave radio and told him to tune in and told him where to tune in. And he tuned in. That was the first time he heard Scriptures for America. So these things can happen. So if you're having any questions about deliverance, any questions about it, you're unsure, you know, there's a you can reach Richard at the office, talk to him, he can get us in touch with you. You could call them at Deliverance Ministries. Why don't you give that phone number there in Oklahoma City?
Yes, it's 402-842-5509. Area code 405.
And
you can call there, leave a message. Do we have our first caller?
You do. Let me bring him on, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, this is Randy.
Yeah, Randy. I'm glad you called
How
in.
You doing?
Ralph is on here. Well, we're blessed. Ralph is on with me up in the Branson area. But, Ralph, why don't you go ahead? Why don't you go ahead, Randy, and give us some background or history on yourself and when you were born again and what was going on in your life, how you learned about deliverance and what your deliverance was like and changes you've seen and so forth. So go right ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah, well, a little bit of background on me is when I was a child, I was abused by my stepfather for years and years, and it really messed up my mind. I know there was a lot of people that had a lot more abuse than I did, but through the years, somehow it really messed me up, and I turned into an alcoholic and a drug addict. And I had a major seizure and because of drug overdose, so I was able to get cleaned up on that. And I started dating this lady that I'm married to now, and she got me to go into church with her. And then one night when I went to pick her up, her and the Holy Spirit ambushed me, and I got born again. And I told her, you know, that it was, I didn't think I could do it and live it, you know what I mean? And it was a terrible time trying to do it, but she said, you know, just hang on. And I just kept trying, and finally, probably 4 or 5 years into the being a Christian, she got me in with some people to get me through deliverance. Well, it worked okay for a while, but they didn't give me any information. So I didn't, you know, okay, read my Bible. Okay, I try, I pray, but I'm not very good at that. So over the years, 25 years later, I got into some pornography and other things, and I got a hold of a friend that I needed some help. So he got me in with you, Everett, and it's the best thing that could ever happen to me. I mean, I feel great now. The deliverance was wonderful. It's like a ton of bricks on your chest, you know? You know what I'm saying?
And well, yeah, we were just talking about that, how it's heavy. It's heavy when those things are on you.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible. And you don't really realize it because it goes, it's not all of a sudden, it's just time after time, it's worse and it gets worse and it gets worse, you know what I mean? And into some unforgiveness, you know how that works. Then you get into offense, and then you think you're justified, you know what I mean? And that's not what God says. God says, forgive and I'll forgive you. And the devil plays mind games with you, and you think, well, wait a minute, I'm justified in this offense. Well, you know, when you're offended, that means that you haven't forgiven somebody. But the great thing about it is God will hear your prayers. He will put you in with people that can help you get through this situation. And it was like a ton of bricks was lifted off of me, and I thought, oh, God, thank you so much. And then, you know, you prayed for me for healing, and I really believe that I got the healing I needed for my arthritis in my back and in my hands, because I haven't been hurting at all lately. And I have to give God the glory for
that. Hallelujah.
Man, I tell you.
What was your deliverance, Randy, what was your deliverance? Let's see, the first thing, we went through a little interview, and then we broke ungodly soul ties, and then we moved into dealing with a trauma door, traumas of the past. Demons often come in, and they're identified as the feelings that go with those traumas so often. But when we got into deliverance, what was that like?
Well, you know, there was something inside of me that was just like, I was shaking. I just can't explain it. It was just crazy. And as we went through one situation after another and we repented, you know, and done those things and you cast them out, I started getting better and better and better. And by the time we were done, it was like a ton of bricks had been lifted off of me. And I have to just give God the glory for that. And thank you for wanting to do those kind of things to help people through these situations. Because it is a terrible thing when you get bound up like that. people don't understand because they don't understand what's going on inside of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, sure.
Once you
Randy,
go through the delivery...
Did the demons talk out of you, or what went on? I remember the details now.
But I don't remember a lot of it either, so I would have to rely on you to help me through that situation.
I got the head demon up, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Or I can interrogate.
But I remember. I remember that once that happened, the weight came off of me immediately.
When we cast him out,
yeah,
it was a package.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like a major brick had been lifted off of me, and I could breathe and feel normal again and have freedom. You know what I'm saying? And I just have to give God the glory and thank you for taking the time and the energy and the effort to go through all this kind of stuff. Just to help me to get delivered. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's wonderful.
Yes. That's what drives me on. Yeah, I just got your ministry report pulled out. The head demon was Leviathan, and there were 72 demons underneath it. And, we finally got them, made sure there weren't any more legal rights.
Yes.
It seems like I was working. Yeah, I was working the list. I remember it now. At first, I couldn't get the head demon up. And so I was just working your problem list that you had filled out, that two-page list of problems. And we seemed to be casting things out right along, going pretty well, until I got to pride, and you repented of any pride. And then I spoke, and Leviathan is often connected to pride. And as a routine, I started commanding it to come out, and it started talking out of your mouth. That was kind of a surprise to me. But then I was able to just go ahead with the head demon technique of finding out who was under it. And it said 72 demons yet under it. And so we made sure there weren't any legal rights. That is, no more reasons for the demons where they could be there. And make sure all the satanic assignments were canceled coming out of Satan's war room. We did that, and then finally bunched up all the 72 together with Leviathan and cast them on out. And what was it like when it came out? I can't remember exactly, but that was when you felt so good.
Like I said, all of that turmoil that was going on inside of me just was gone. And then that weight was just lifted off of me. That's all I can explain to you, because it was strange. I didn't understand what was going on at the time. You know what I mean? Because I never had anything like that before. I went through deliverance before. It wasn't nothing like that. Yeah, it was an amazing thing. It really is.
A lot of ministries that do deliverance don't do all the steps that we do. There's many deliverance ministries that don't even have a door closing prayer. When you went through the door closing with the group there, did you have any reaction? Sometimes people have yawns or coughs or something during the door closing.
Oh,
you remember
remember yawning a lot and coughing, and I didn't understand what it was. But I remember doing a lot of that.
Yes.
But you know what? The door closing is it really sets things up. It really does. When you can repent through all those and walk through each and every one of those, it really makes a difference.
Yes.
And I really have to thank you for actually giving me the paperwork that is helping me at the moment to continue to keep my deliverance. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've been through deliverance once before, but it didn't have anything, no paper, not any paperwork or anything with it. Just, okay, just read your Bible and pray. Well, okay, that works for years, but then again, after a while, you start losing focus of where you're at. But what you did was give me paperwork that shows me about the door openers and how to go about closing them and making sure they stay closed. And that makes a world of difference, because I have, to me, I have a method to continue to combat the demonic forces that would try to attack me again. You know what I'm saying? Because they always come back, from what I hear. They always come back.
Oh, yeah. Well, they try to, and that's why each person has to learn, if they do come back, how to get them out, you know, and to learn how much power they have. I'll bet you've learned so far how much power you have now. All power, amen.
The thing of it is, what's so neat about the paperwork that you gave me, it says keys for staying free, you know, and then applying the 9 R's for freedom, about repenting and renouncing and removing the sin and resubmitting myself to God and resisting the devil. It gives me a step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that I can walk down through those and make sure that I'm covered in each and every area. You know what I'm saying? That's a really wonderful thing to do to help people out, not just in getting them delivered, but to keep them delivered by allowing them to have a step-by-step situation to go through each day and make sure that they're covered.
That's it.
That's the neat part about you what you've done to follow up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Makes a world of difference to me. Because I sit down each morning and I start reading through these things and looking at them and making sure that in each one of those areas I have done the things I need to do to make sure that I don't leave any doors open for those demonic forces to come back at me. You know what I'm saying? Because they're legalists. And if you give them a legal opening, they will take it.
And unforgiveness.
So I really have to thank you for that, Edward. It's amazing.
Well, how much what we've developed
it helped
over these
me
years,
to be able to walk through those steps and make sure that everything is covered, each one of those doors are shut. And you know, in the past, I've not been able to say that I'm sorry for something. You know what I mean? But now I realize it doesn't matter if I'm really at fault or if I'm not at fault. If somebody thinks I am, then I need to apologize and ask for forgiveness and work through it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't keep that door open. I think that was one of my biggest problems, was unforgiveness and feeling like somebody is wronged. You know what I'm saying? So if I can keep those doors closed, and of course now that I've been set free, I have the ability to say, hey, I am sorry, whether I was the one that did it or not, doesn't really matter, because I want to make sure that everything between me and my wife or me and my sons or daughters, whatever, is okay, that there's not anything in there that can get me on the wrong side of where I need to be. Because I don't want to have to go through that situation again. You know what I'm saying? But your paperwork really makes a world of difference. I am actually ecstatic about it.
And
it makes a world of difference
really
to me. Everett really does. I am a child of God. I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm forgiven. I'm saved by grace. You know, go through those things like you say, and say them every day, because the Word of God is alive, and it's just waiting for you to say it so that it can do whatever God sent it for it to do in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Does that pump you up when you read those I Am's, Randy?
Oh, yeah. Every morning, I sit here and read. If you say read 5 of them, and I read 10 each morning, because to me, they're alive. They're God's word. It's alive, and it's just waiting to for me to say it into the atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? I'm justified.
Absolutely.
Just as if I've never sinned. I'm sanctified. I'm a new creation. I'm partaker of his divine nature. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. You know, those things make a difference when you say them out loud and you say them over yourself. Because God's word's alive. I do know that.
Yes.
But the problem is, if you don't have the right things to know what to say, you know, you don't do what you need to be doing. And this type of stuff that you give out, your handouts that you give after the deliverance, really make a difference. Let's put it this way.
Every
makes
time.
A difference for me. It set me free.
Randy?
Yeah.
Randy, every time I read those I ams out loud, I tend to want to beat my chest because it's who I am in Jesus. Well, it's who we all are that are born again Christians. It's just that a lot of Christians don't know it yet who they are.
And you're right.
Something supernatural.
You're right. And that's
about
what
reading
makes
those
so
out
good.
Loud.
Because when you say those, you go, "Yeah, I am like that. I am that in Christ Jesus. I
yeah.
am."
Yes. Amen. That's so cool.
I get so excited about it. It really does make a world of difference to me, and I really appreciate it.
Randy, have people around you seen any difference in you?
Well, my wife has, but I mean, I haven't really been around anybody else because we hadn't been going out and doing things, you know, with COVID and all that stuff that's going on. So I really hadn't had a chance.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, it's often the case. Certainly your spouse
tends
to notice it more than anybody.
Yeah, I'm retired. I don't have to go to a job or anything, so I don't really see people all the time.
Yeah.
But I am a new creation in Christ Jesus, that is for sure. The Lord has set me free, and I'm excited about it.
Hey,
and I can't thank
can
you
that.
Enough for doing all that you've done to help people to get healed, delivered, and set free. Because it does make a world of difference in people's lives. I want you to know that.
Randy? Yeah, thank you. Randy, have you thought about going through our training, being one of our team leaders?
My wife asked me about whether I was going to look into that, and I told her, you know, I hadn't really thought about it yet, but I wouldn't mind it at all. I'm thinking that if I could be of help to people,
well,
I would
if you
be
want excitement
more
in your life,
glad to do it.
It'll offer more excitement and fulfillment beyond what you ever imagined. I've done a lot of things in my life that were exciting, pilot and all, and through the years, and skin diving and snow skiing, etc. But the fulfillment that goes, that God uses little us in a ministry session, and by using these steps we've learned and that are in my book, by doing that, and we see these people set free, the minister is on a huge high every time. I'm still on a high from Monday night, from last Monday. So, praise God. Well, we just got about a minute left, Randy. In the remaining minute, what would you say to the listeners before we wind up?
I would say that if you know anybody that does deliverance, you need to go see them, even if you don't think you need it, because by the time you get through with that and God heals, delivers, and sets you free, you will be amazed at the difference in your life. Because I really didn't think I needed it. I know I had some problems, but I thought I could work through it. I could never have got through it. So I have to give God all the glory. I could have not done it by myself.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Randy. We're out of time. God bless you, brother, and look forward to talking to you some more.
Yes, we will. God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you, Randy. Awesome, awesome testimony. Awesome.
And guys,
you can hear the joints.
Ralph Quantavia is on. So I'll bring her right on. Quantavia, okay. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, Quantavia.
Hello?
Are you there? Yeah, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, Quantavia.
I can barely hear you guys.
Okay, maybe you can adjust something there, Richard. Can you hear me any better now?
Sir? Yes, sir, I can. It's a little bit better. Yes, I can.
All right.
You're you're coming in fine on our side.
Yes. Quantavia, why don't you go ahead and give some history on yourself and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and what was happening in your life and what your deliverance was like and so forth. So, changes mm-hmm. you've seen. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, let me say this. I've had...
Yes?
I had a death experience in childbirth in 2003. I had spent 3 months in the hospital when I had my son. I experienced going like the light at the end of the tunnel, the out-of-body experience. I could feel them in the physical and in the natural, like, working on me. I'm looking down at them while they're working on me. My doctor said that I was speaking in tongues while I was on the table while they were working on me.
Praise God.
I got baptized. I had a water baptism at the age of 8. Then I did it again when I became 12 years old. When we become responsible for our own sins, when our parents no longer are responsible for. And then I rededicated my life in 2004. After I finally got out of the hospital, that was my first thing that I did. I had went to church, but before then I went to the chapel while I was in the hospital, and it was up under construction. They was redoing it, so I just basically kneeled down in a corner and I just had just a talk with God. By the time that I had left there, I had 4 surgeries. They was trying to do a 5th, and I told them, I said, "Well, that's not the Lord. Didn't tell me that." So eventually I got to come home. So then in 2004, after that, I ended up having an attack again and went back and stayed for a week in 2004. I actually coded on the table. That's what had happened. Oh, it's so much to that story, though. Well, a month before I went to have my son, I had a dream. I had a dream that... that I had a stroke during delivery, and I had fallen, and I told him that I didn't have the feeling in my legs, and I fell, and when I fell, I ended up having a stroke. Well, this was a month before. I'd never told nobody about my dream. So the day at 3 o'clock, between 3 and 5, which is when you know the spiritual warfare is very heavy of the 8 watches, that was at the 3rd watch, I was at my mom's, and I was very big when I was pregnant. I was all baby, so I slept on the couch in front of the picture window. Well, it was a high speed chase, and the car barely missed me by like a foot. That was the first encounter where the enemy tried to take me out. So the second is when I coded on the table once I got there too for delivery because I had a scheduled C-section. Well, they took me back there. And they prepped me. Well, and they had a crash C-section to come in when I was in there. So in the meantime, it was like a scrub tech that was offering there, but it wasn't a scrub tech. It was an angel. That was my second or third time I have an encounter with angels. So I remember what she looked like and everything. Well, when I coded, I went in surgery at 6 a.m. that morning. I didn't get out of surgery until 10 minutes to 10. because I was having so many complications. My baby was born dead. I had coded. I had died on the table. They brought me back. They brought him back. Well, in the meantime, in between it of them working on me, they said when I was speaking in tongues on the table, on the operating table, I remember when they got my baby out, he was white as a sheet of paper. And this angel, I thought she was a nurse or a scrub tech or whatever she was. That's when she came. I was asking my doctor, which her name was Dr. Nancy Bishop. I asked her, I said, is my baby okay? She didn't answer me. Well, the angel answered me and said, your baby just need a little help right now. Well, my doctor had gotten so weak from trying to get my baby out, her partner had to help. His name was Dr. Goff. He had real big hands. He was like 7'2". Well, anyway, of my experience of that, I ended up in that I had a team of doctors and nurses of a team of 21 people. Well, in the process, I ended up catching staff where they had me open too long while trying to get my baby out. These were all these attacks of Satan that had occurred to me. So in the process of that, I knew that angel's name long enough to ask about her. Okay. I'm in Oklahoma. Well, I was in the Presbyterian, which now is the OU hospital, now the main hospital. Well, I was at, it was called Everett Tower. That was the name of it at the time. I was in the Everett Tower. Well, I asked him, I said, I want to tell that nurse thank you for being here with me. Because she was the only one that angel was the only one that was in there with me when I was on the operating table by myself when I coded. I knew her name long enough to be able to ask about her. When I asked about her again, they told me, they said they didn't have nobody in none of the hospitals that by that name. I knew that it was God then. Y'all, I couldn't even tell y'all what, I can't even find the pad of all the nurses that I had on that paper, on the paper that the pad that I had written it on. I was so sick, I ended up having to get a PICC line. That was my fourth surgery. And so I started like talking to the Lord, and the nurse that I had, I will never forget her name. Her name was Miss Ann. Me and her, we was talking about numbers in the scripture. We was talking about the supernatural. I was telling her all the things that I was experiencing. Well, we ended up teaming up, and me and her ended up becoming real good friends, and we became prayer partners. And it was just supernatural things that was happening to me. Well, I'm going to go back in. I'm going to say back in 2010 or 11 is when I, 2010 to be exact, is when I met Minister Everett Cox. That was, now it's Frontline Church, but it was City Church then, is that when Juanita Bynum came there. And that's when I met him about deliverance ministry. I've always been intrigued with deliverance ministry, with spiritual warfare, the realm of it. I've always been intrigued by that, and I was like, Lord, I've always loved the Lord even as a little kid early. I always, even the Lord would show me things in dreams. Well, back then, that's when I started. I found out about the deliverance ministry. I didn't go to the deliverance ministry. Nope, I take that back. It was 2008. That's when it was. I ended up going with a lady. She was a counselor. Her name was Miss LaJoy. That was when it was at City Church. And then after that, it had moved to, it was over there kind of like off of General Perishing. It had moved over there from City Church. And then that's when it moved to the new location that it is at now. Well, I went to the one at General Perishing. That was my second time. So then again, it being my third or fourth time is when they went to the new, when y'all went to the new location. I had opened some doors, and I knew that this ministry could help me. Well, I have been experiencing demonic manifestations. Okay. So I came back in December to see if I could come then, but it was closed due to the inclement weather. So I had left the voicemail. Well, this time is so crazy. When I was in deliverance ministry and we was doing the door opener prayer with Minister Everett Cox, that's when my deliverance began. It began right there in that room there where we were at with everybody. And the lady before me, because me and her were talking, we were going through the same thing, the same deliverance at the same time. So, and I kept telling her, I said, oh, my head is hurting. I had this, like, a vice grip on my head. But before then, I had the attack Thursday. It was like this pressure that was in my back that just wouldn't go nowhere. It was like I had real bad indigestion. I ended up that Friday going to the hospital. Going to the hospital that Friday going into Saturday morning, the Sabbath. So I told him, I said, I know my blood pressure is high or whatever. I told him that because I ended up becoming an alkaline vegan in 2017. That's a whole nother spiritual experience. We don't have enough time. So I ended up getting on a spiritual journey because I wanted some healing and stuff to take place. So I started intermittent fasting and doing all that. So that I had gained all this weight back. Uh-huh.
You're cutting out. I think you, Ron Tavio, you might back off a little bit from the phone, and maybe it won't be cutting out. You've been cutting out some. Just don't talk as loud or not quite as close to the phone.
Okay. So I had ended up going to the hospital last Friday. And I said, okay, Lord, I said, if you allow me to wake up Monday, I'm going. So as I began on the way Monday, after they gave me my diagnosis, they were saying that everything they did, a heart scan, they checked my heart enzymes, my blood pressure. My blood pressure was up, but I kept on praying and praying and praying. So anyway, after that, I left. They ended up saying, they told me that I was fine. They was just worried about my blood pressure. Really wasn't nothing to worry about. They was just worried about it because of my age, of me being almost 50. So after that, I said, Lord, if you could just let me get to do it, I know I'm going to be fine. So I called Minister Locke. The voicemail was full. I kept calling all probably for about an hour before deliverance ministry. I couldn't get through because the voicemail was full. Well, when I got there, like I said, door opener prayers, my deliverance started then. So by the time we got up to with the counselor, with Mark, there was nothing to be done. The deliverance had already taken place. So when I got up there, I had to throw up so bad. It was burning. So I kept throwing up. So anyway, I knew then when I seen that last little bit when it came up, it was bloody. So I knew that was a root. So after all of that, I felt some dead in my head every time, it was like, I was in excruciating pain while I was down there when we was doing the door opener prayers before we all had linked up with our counselors. So, and I have been feeling better ever since. I haven't had any encounters. I haven't opened any more doors. And it was just crazy because I was going through it. I asked Minister Mark, I said, is it common to feel like where you even had dissipating gas too, like flatus? And he was like, there's a possibility. That's what he was saying. So I was having flatus. I kept having to go to the bathroom to urinate. I kept belching, yarning, doing all that, and vomiting, all of that. It was just crazy. And I've never experienced that before at Deliverance Ministry until that night. And it was just certain things that became very illuminated to me that night. And I was just like, wow, but I'm so grateful. And I was just like, Lord, I want to go back to be able, because I talked to him about becoming, giving back to the ministry, because it has helped me so much. I want people to be free, you know. So I
Praise
felt like
God.
That was my way. So we discussed that as I was coming down, and he was like, just come Monday and then just tell them that's what you want to do. And I was like, oh, okay. So that's my testimony.
Oh, that's great, Quantavio. Yes, we were talking earlier about how fulfilling it is to be God has used little us, you know, to minister like
mm-hmm.
this,
yes, sir.
And then see a life turned around, just like
yes.
your minister saw you. Well, so have people around you noticed any difference?
Well, my mom and them, they know how I am. I've always have always come to you for deliverance ministry, to that ministry for that. But they know me because at night when I'm asleep, I play my spiritual warfare prayers that's recorded on my CD. I play that all night and sometimes half of the morning all the way. But they know me because I've always been spiritual. But it's so crazy. The experience that I was having, even when I was down there, the Holy Spirit, I said, Lord, I want a seasoned counselor. The Lord had already told me that when you call my name, I'm like, I didn't even get through on the voicemail. So, Lord, you...
Yes. You're cutting out there, Quantavio. Can you?
I think we might have lost her.
Yeah.
Well, the line is still good, but so let's. Quantavio, can you hear us? I don't know if it must have just cut off.
There must have been a bad line or something, huh? It was cutting out quite a bit. Well, praise God. She got a Jesus overall, sounds like.
It does. it's interesting as her sensitivity to see so many things.
Hey, Ralph, I think she's calling back. Let's see. Quantavio, is that you?
Okay.
Yes, it's me. I apologize. We got the call dropped. But, yes, the Holy Spirit had already been telling me that I was going to be with the counselor that I was with, and I was very well pleased. He was very, he was very equipped. Let me say that, very equipped. And I had my own personal anointing oil, all of that. So, but yeah, I ended up. I had total deliverance. I hadn't had any more problems, none of that. So, and I am eternally grateful for the deliverance ministry there.
Praise God. Well, we just got 1 minute remaining there. What would you say to the people, Quantavio? All right, great. We need you.
What I want to say to the people is that the Lord is real. He gives us all power, authority, and dominion, and that we need to constantly, you know, walk in our deliverance. So that's my word to the people that are seeking and searching for answers to know. And I just want to say be blessed, blessings and favor to all.
Oh, thank you. So that's a great testimony. And what a lot of spiritual experiences you had, even out of the body. When you were out of the body, did you seek Jesus or go to heaven or anything?
You know the tunnel that they say that you see that light at the end of the tunnel. It was pitch black, but I could see, and I see why people don't come back. It was real, real warm, and I just told God, I said, Lord, I want to be with you, but my babies need me. And
yes.
After that, that's when I felt them working on me in the physical, and I could see them in the spiritual. Look, I was looking down at them literally. And after that, when I told the Lord that's when they brought me back. That's when I came back. But that whole my whole time of my pregnancy, my boys have biblical names. That whole time of my both of my pregnancies with my boys, it was spiritual. I had encounters with demons and angels. So my life has always been like, you know, it was really, because I was really, really studying to show thyself approved, you know. And I'm still like that, but I normally anoint myself. I use my prayer cloth, all of that. I mean, my prayer shawl, and I normally pray. I try to normally pray during all the 8 watches. So, and I haven't been able to hear until I was dedicated, you know, my life. And I another thing too, I told him I wanted the baptism where you the tongues. I told him, I said, I can do it in my spirit, but it never comes out outwardly. And then it came out that night while we were up there in counseling. I was just like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So I tell people, I've been telling people for years about this deliverance ministry. And I was telling my mom, you ought to go. I said, it's nothing forced about it or anything. Everything is spirit-filled. So, but, yeah.
Thanks. Fontavia, we're out of time. We're out of time. You got a running start supernaturally for going through the training. But thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, and God bless
bye-bye.
You all, too. All right, bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening.
Hello.
Deliverance USA. Yep, deliveranceusa.com is the website. Actually, the IMs that we discussed with Randy, they're on there. It's so important to know those things and be able to combat, because the enemy will tell you all the things that you, the lie to you, and tell you things that you are, which is a lie, but you can combat them with the word and say, no, Jesus says I am this. So, or you can get a I Am confessional. We have them at Scriptures for America. You can get that, or the book written by Pastor Cox, In the Supernatural Works of Jesus. Getting that by calling Richard the office, 307-742-7582. He'll give you the one of that too if you need them. We do thank everybody for taking the time to join us this Wednesday. We'll see you next Wednesday. Have a good evening, and God bless.
God bless everyone.
Verse 19.
I have given you authority to trample on